State Health Officer Karen McEwen of the Department of Health Services says 80% of youth tobacco users say their first tobacco product was flavored.
For a while there, we were doing really well. Kids were saying in surveys that using tobacco and tobacco products was not cool. But what we're seeing is an uptick in use, and that is often related to cool flavors and colorful packaging that can look like candy, it can look fun and interesting, and maybe even look safer than the traditional tobacco products, but it is not safer.
According to a youth tobacco survey, 13% of Wisconsin students report using e-cigarettes compared to 8% who use conventional cigarettes, and 88% of high school teens say they wouldn't try e-cigarettes if they weren't flavored.
The campaign is really designed for parents. It's called Tobacco is Changing, and you can find out more about it at tobaccoischanging.com. And it's to help parents know what's happening with tobacco products. So tobacco products have changed since a lot of parents were hearing about it in school, and we want them to be really well prepared to talk to their own kids.
McEwen says a U.S. Surgeon General reports nicotine can harm the parts of the brain that control attention and learning. Tobacco is the state's leading cause of preventable death, costing over $4 billion annually in health care and lost productivity. All tobacco users who want to stop using can get free help by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.